Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Going Up. We are so excited. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. Josh, I expect that same enthusiasm next time. For those of you listening, Bobby gave me some hand gesticulation, some motion. I appreciate it. It was a beautiful thing. Josh, I expect that next time. We'll get it.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Do better. Guys, we're so excited to come back. I say that every time. I'm so excited for this episode, but it's true. I'm very excited about every single episode. I like the things that we talk about. And I like today, not only do I like the topic, I like the person. Okay. All right. So we're doing things a little bit different today. We're actually going to be interviewing somebody that is near and dear to all of our hearts here. We are going to be interviewing our own Mandy Mills today. Okay.
Woo!
So that's what we're talking about.
Amanda Rose.
Please, I hope all of her clients will now call her Amanda Rose. Hello, Amanda Rose. Yes. So Mandy, I almost said Amanda Rose again. Mandy is going to be joining us today in this episode. We're going to talk with her a little bit about her experience. She's been with Fabicab almost since the beginning. So we're going to talk about her experience. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, sales, and we're just going to cover a whole gamut of stuff, working remote and lots of different things. So this is going to be a great episode for everybody out there. To be able to tune in and get some really good stuff from Mandy. So without further ado, let's introduce her. Can I get a drum roll, please? Josh, I expect better.
Bobby's doing such a great job. So
it's true. All right. Slide Mandy in here. I expect Juan, our producer, will. This is when he slides her in. Wonderful. Thank you, Juan. Appreciate that. Hey, Mandy. Welcome to Going Up.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be on the show today, the podcast.
We're very excited to have you. I know Josh and Bobby, they're super stoked to have you today as well. And I feel like this is going to be a really good conversation. I feel like you have been in lots of different situations, including I even wrote down here because I remember you did an article in Elevator World and stuff like that. So you have reason to be on the show and to get interviewed because you got lots of good stuff.
That's nice.
Yes.
I am.
I'm happy to share my wisdom with everyone.
She's humble too, folks. She's humble too. So Mandy, let's start off. Like, tell us a little bit about your background, how you came to Fabicab. Tell us that. Tell us your origin story.
My background's long, but I'll keep the short version. So I was originally doing travel PR, and I got laid off from that job. And then Josh, you know, we grew up together, went to school together, our fabulous president. And he had told me he was starting this company. And I said, oh, great. You know, congratulations. Good job. And he's like, no, you're our East Coast sales rep. And I was shocked pretty much because I didn't know anything about elevators, had no clue what the concept entailed, anything. And the timing was pretty serendipitous and perfect because I didn't quite know what I would be transitioning into after my 2-year job with PR. And so this was a perfect opportunity to kind of jump on board and see what I was getting myself into. And so I started out as our East Coast sales rep, and that was 9 years ago. And we did not exist then, and we hit the ground running, meeting with people and chatting up who we are and what we're anticipating doing. And that's
and been East Coast, amazing. In those days, East Coast consisted of Maine all the way to Florida. So literally the entire East Coast. Was the Mandy. Yeah.
Cars, trains, and planes, and all that good stuff.
That's the truth. That's the truth. So like you said, you knew Josh. You guys are friends since pretty much kindergarten, I'm pretty sure. Yes. That's the story of many at Fabicab, I feel like. You're from Indiana, but then you moved out to New York. How long ago did you move out there?
So I moved there in 2012. So I had been living there for 2 years before jumping on board with Fabicab. So
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Okay. My goodness gracious. And Josh is the one that convinced you to do it.
Yes. Yep. But it didn't take much convincing because I love Josh and I thought he'd be a great friend and coworker and even better boss, which has proven correct. So,
good. I was afraid. Afraid where that was going. Don't worry. You'll get your bonus later. Don't worry. Okay. So you joined the startup. You said, like you said, nobody really knew the name. Everybody at that time was, you know, Fabicab, all that stuff. So, and that's a huge risk. That's a huge risk to join a startup company. So what made you decide? I think I know part of the answer because you touched on a little bit, but what made you decide to take that risk with a startup? I know you like Josh, but still just liking somebody, that's a huge risk to take on. So what made you do it?
Well, it's kind of funny because Josh and I and another colleague of ours had actually mentioned doing a company together, starting a company together. He had kind of already done the groundwork for Fabicab, but I thought, how fun would it be to do something new, be a part of a company that was just fresh and no one knew about and help build that. And I thought it was exciting and fun. And I thought, you know, the worst that could happen, I'll still be doing it with my best friends. And that seemed worth it to me. So
look, yeah. If we fail together. Well,
the ship goes down together.
That's right. Well, I think when Bobby and I were first talking about what kind of a sales rep we would like for Fabicab, Mandy was a perfect one to think about because I know we're going to talk about this in another episode, but selling authentically, if you meet Mandy, she's the most genuine person that we have on staff, and she literally is, her heart is on her sleeve, and she is showing exactly who she is and what she loves about Fabicab every single day. And so when Bobby and I were talking about that, I'm like, hey, I've got somebody, she's already living in New York, and she would be a perfect representation of what we want Fabicab to be for the rest of the industry. So it was really cool that it worked out. As Mandy said, the timing was just amazing. Perfect. And yeah.
And I said, great, Josh. Sounds great to me, man. How many years of selling experience does she have? And he said, zero.
Zero.
Wonderful. Which is, this is perfect transition, Bobby. Perfect transition. Because I was going to ask Mandy. So you never did sales. You were doing PR, but you never did sales before Fabicab, right?
Never did sales. And actually always envisioned hating sales because...
isn't that... I feel like that's the majority of our sales team. It's just like... Right.
But that being said, I adore sales because I realize that the best skills that I have and the fun parts about the job are what I'm really good at. And it's funny because the things, my skills and... you know, attributes from doing public relations kind of align a lot with sales. So it's all about relationships, building relationships and being genuine and having someone like to deal with you and the rapport of that. And that's all public relations too. So it was a very nice melding of all of that, that I think has really helped me succeed. And it's just so fun for me to be able to kind of build on all of that, even though it's a completely separate thing. And when you've got an amazing product like we have with Fabicab and our team, sales is incredibly easy when you've got something that, like, I'm passionate about about FabiCab and selling it. So I love it. So that just makes it even easier.
Mm. Yeah. First of all, I want to say just a heads up to everybody. You will quickly learn how, I guess, like maybe regal the way that Mandy talks, how she said, "I adore sales." I'm like, I've never heard anyone say it like that, but I adore sales.
Well, no. it's the people. It's my customers who I love. It's getting to, you know, go and chat about their families or their kids or, you know, movies or games and then just the camaraderie with that. It's a fun thing.
So here's a question that just popped in my head then, because you're talking about, you're passionate about FabiCab. You didn't necessarily say you're passionate about elevator interiors. And I would say that's a lot of the people, I don't know, Bobby's very passionate. He's very passionate about a lot of things. You get him talking about elevator interiors, he'll be like, "Look at the goosebumps on my arm."
Or he'll strip his shirt off.
"Look at that."
But we're not that's doing
private.
That today.
That's Sorry, in the folks. Private time. That's in private time.
Yeah.
I have way too many videos of that on my phone, but we're very close here, too close. But the question that just popped in my head, Mandy, since you're passionate about FabiCab, if, because fun little thing, and I believe this was in our first episode, but originally FabiCab was not going to be an elevator interior company. Josh, what was it going to be? It was going to be furniture, right? Oh, wait, what's first to address that? Okay. For the before Josh answers that question, if anybody heard the whirring sound that's going on,
it's not a tornado.
It's not a tornado. We'll get to this a little bit later, but Mandy is actually a remote worker. Oh, and Josh, it might be a tornado. Josh's his laptop just fell down. But Mandy is a remote worker, employee, and she's here in the office today, actually. And the spot we have for her, where are you, Mandy? Where is your location?
Right by the fabulous men's restroom, right by the blow dryer. So
at least, hey, here's the thing. We know they're washing their hands, so we'll take
that's good. That's a win. That's a win.
Guys. At least not be washing them, but they're blowing some air on something, so that's okay. We'll take it.
The way you said it. Yeah, okay.
We'll leave it at that. We're going to make our producer Juan uncomfortable with this episode. So yes, Mandy is right next to the bathroom. So if you hear anything, just please know it's people washing their hands and you can disregard it. So Josh, what was FabiCab originally going to be?
Which time? Oh, I think there were multiple.
That's true. It could be any one of them.
Okay. We were going to do custom furniture. It wasn't furniture. Called FabiCab, obviously, at that point. But yeah.
Right. So if FabiCab had been under a different name, custom furniture, Mandy, would you have still joined the team knowing that it was still going to be Josh? It was still going to be a startup? I mean, since you said that you're passionate about, you know, the group.
I think so, because I don't know diddly squat about custom furniture either. So yeah, would have jumped right on board.
Mandy would have been like, "I know nothing. Let's go.
Let's go for it. I'm game."
Yeah.
Which is a really good.
Yeah, I think that brings up an interesting concept, right? Because you know what we had in the beginning was this culture of people like, hey, we're just in this because we believe in each other and we believe in what we're doing. And that is what our customers saw and continue to see. And so as we bring people in, you know, bringing them around to the realization that, hey, yeah, we have a great product. We're all excited about our product and we're excited about this industry, but we're really excited about what we can bring from a service side of things. And that took us a couple of years to really figure that out. It's like, hey, the secret sauce here is that we genuinely, and I get goosebumps watching Bobby get excited, watching Mandy get excited, watching you, Zara, get excited to actually go in and help a customer solve a problem. And it's not fake. It's you're actually wanting to go in and help them with something. And I think that is one of the things that you're seeing with what Mandy's answering of like, we just all believe in each other, and I love being able to have all of you represent this company, regardless what the product is. Because that's when Bobby and I were having the original conversation about Mandy. Yeah, she didn't have any sales experience.
I'll say, what made you take the risk?
I knew Mandy from years ago with hanging around you, Josh. So I knew a little bit about the Mills girls. Fast fact, Mandy's got a twin sister. And they are identical twins. And
shout out to Abby.
That's right. Shout out to Abby. you know, what I had mentioned to Josh is, and if Mandy, if you remember that I spoke with you about this, we have a lot of reps that come in here. It's never sold anything. And all I say to them is this: all you got to do is just be, you don't have to be a salesman. Nope. Just be, and tell them what I told you, Mandy.
I mean, just be yourself and be confident, confidence above all, and people will gravitate towards that.
Yeah,
that's right. And I tell them, if they don't know the answer, tell them that you don't know the answer, but you'll get it for them. And you know, what's been really wonderful now is, you know, Mandy being, you know, one of our senior sales reps here and helps lead the whole entire team with us. What I really noticed is, you know, is taking that attitude that she had, and now that she is a wealth of knowledge, I notice her coaching some of the newer reps coming in, basically just saying, hey, don't get overwhelmed. Hmm. All you have to do is just always tell them the truth. We will never lead you down the wrong path. And rest assured, and I think a lot of this, and you're going to hear this, I think, throughout all of our podcast episodes, is the one thing you get with Fabicab is just true honesty. It may not always be the answer you're wanting. I will be quite frank with that. But, and I guarantee you, it's always the truthful answer, whether you want to hear it or not.
Well, and just, you know, being in the 9 years of this that I am and seeing all the different sides of it, I do think that that's a huge factor with our team, that we are genuine and don't just try to sugarcoat stuff just to make a sale or to make someone feel comfortable. Sometimes the uncomfortable conversations or the honest ones are what the customers desperately want and need. And I love that about our team, that we work that way.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which makes me go to another question. Mandy, tell us a little bit about your sales process, because you're kind of touching on it a little bit now. So let's talk about that. Tell us what your sales process is generally, and tell us, has it changed from the beginning of when you started to now?
Oh gosh, that's a loaded question.
Know that the director of sales is on this podcast.
Seven layer salad question. So I would say the biggest thing for my sales process is really knowing each customer the best I can, because each customer likes to be communicated to a different way. Each customer has a different vibe of interaction. Mm-hmm. Some want a super quick conversation. Some like to talk for 40 minutes. So that kind of is key for me to everything, is just knowing those customers. And then I would say, out of all my strategies, I mean, consistency and following up on projects and just kind of seeing where everything is at is huge for me. Because as we were diving into the data, you know, we've changed so much as a company from when we first started, how we do our processes. And we started doing some things that helped at the time that we moved away from, and now we're kind of gravitating back towards. So I think it's a mix of things. We, you know, trial by error, trying one thing doesn't work as well, but then later, at a later point, things are working better than they would have, you know, 3 years ago. Or, you know, it's, I think for me, the biggest thing is just communication. And then my, you know, following up with customers and seeing how they are personally, and just building that pipeline up and keeping the consistency of that is key for me, I think.
Yeah.
Bobby, director of sales, do you approve of this answer?
Oh yeah. No, what I would tell you is, of everybody on the team, I'm going to tell you that Mandy is probably one of my most consistent machines. What I mean is, she has a routine that she follows. We were just talking earlier today, literally they'll go 2 to 3 weeks and I won't even talk to Mandy. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, it's a positive thing, meaning that she's a machine. I, you know, thankfully, and as Mandy said, we have, you know, this company has morphed quite a bit over the years, and we are very reliant on our CRM tool. You know, we use, Salesforce, and what I like about that is that there's a lot of transparency in Salesforce, so you can kind of check on everybody without picking up the phone and having to make a phone call. And the one thing I love about Mandy, and I'm gonna shout out to Grace Greco. We got to give her a shout out. Bless her heart. Grace is a wonderful rep that we met early on in business. And one thing that she told Mandy, and I'll let you tell him, Mandy, that you have held true.
So when we were first starting out, just building those relationships, Grace was one of our good industry buddies, still is. But one thing that has always stuck with me, and Josh was with me at the time, is your book of quotes, book of business, is your Bible. So making sure, knowing where all of those are at. And that's true for any sales job. But I think just putting it in those words, your quotes are your Bible, and making sure you know where those are all at. And if there has a PO been issued, you know, just checking up on all of those. If there hasn't been one issued, okay, how do I get the work? Just having that mindset is, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking for that. If they like working with me and they like our product, then, you know, it's just putting yourself out there and getting the work.
Well, plus that you have to ask for the work. You're calling and following up because you're showing that, hey, I want this work. Where are we at with it?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it really stuck with Mandy. I remember she's really gravitated towards that.
And I live by that every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of a book of business, I wanted to touch on this really quickly, because from the beginning when you were here, Mandy, the book of business was a thinner book, right? It was a thinner book, and she was much easier to keep on top of,
those
follow-ups. Yeah, I would call it a leaflet.
Few post-it notes.
Pamphlet, yeah. Yes.
A Z Fold brochure. Yes. We all had a starting point. So tell me a little bit about, because it makes me think about the first year that you had at Fabicabin, and you had some additional situations with the fact that you were living in New York. Everybody else was in Indiana in the shop. So tell us a little bit about that first year. You know, you've transitioned into sales. Tell us about some of the good, the bad, the ugly.
Oh gosh. I think the hardest thing, you know, it was easy to go out and find the offices, find the people we needed to talk to. That was kind of, you know, it was out there. So we knew that. That was the easy part. I think the hard part was just gradually learning and building the knowledge to be able to go out and speak confidently about the product, getting to know our product well enough, and having the confidence to, you know. And I remember this huge booklet we put together that kind of laid out, you know,
the details. The training
sales
notebook?
Guidebook, the
sales guidebook. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, just building up that knowledge base, I think, was a huge challenge for me personally, because obviously I didn't know anything about elevators. But because we were so small, you know, Josh and Bobby and Melody, I was able to just pick up the phone and be like, hey, you know, how should I approach this? Or what does this mean? Just being able to work with Bobby and Josh and our small little team to answer any question or to figure out a solution to whatever I was dealing with. And that really helped. And that, I mean, that still continues today. The thing that's amazing about our team is our internal support system. I mean, if I call one of them at 10 o'clock, they're going to answer, you know, it's being able to have that partnership with our own team, our having each other's backs and things that helped the learning curve and, just helped that process along.
Well, I remember early on, one of the things that Mandy, because, you know, you're right. Sometimes we would go 2 weeks and not talk to Mandy. And, you know, when working with her, she said, hey, I would just love to know, like, what's going on with everybody on a daily basis. And Mandy was the reason we initiated Slack, which is a communication tool that everyone on the team checks in every morning and says, hey, good morning. I got a couple today. Other than that, I'm in the office, or hey, I'm traveling, I'm on the road today. And it just kind of gives you a snapshot of like where everyone is. And it really, you know, was originally for Mandy because we're like, yeah, that's unfair to her. She doesn't know that we have back-to-back-to-back meetings, you know. And so it was just one of those things that we wanted to do to kind of help level that out for her and all the other remote reps that were coming after her, because that's a hard thing to do. Not only are you learning about the industry, you're learning about your company from the outside looking in, versus someone like you, Zara, who you were a sales rep, but you were here every single day. You heard us get frustrated with, oh, the shipping company messed this up, or hey, we don't have a delivery of cardboard boxes or something. And so it was very easy for you to get in that fold where Mandy and the other remote reps didn't have that same luxury. So that was the only thing that we all, I think, had to figure out together.
Because I had a huge advantage I had is also when I first came onto Fabicab, I was checking drawings and things like that too. So I got to be a big part of the technical aspect of Fabicab that really helped cement in a lot of that knowledge. But the fact was I was there in the office. So, you know, like Mandy mentioned, Bobby, Josh, Melody could call any of those people. But additionally, like I could walk out to the shop with Dennis Anderson, you know, he was our lone warehouse guy for a long time, you know? And so I could go out there and I could look at the products. I could, you know, chat with him about it all. I could ask him all the dumb questions I could think of. And he never made me feel bad about it, you know? So there was definitely advantages, especially with being a startup. Cause when you're a startup, as we all know, you know, gears can shift real fast when you're a startup because because the people, the startups that stick with the thing of this is the way we're doing it and we're not going to change. Like a lot of those close down because you're not willing to shift. You're not willing to evolve. Exactly. Yep. And we did, like Josh, like how you mentioned having a remote salesperson, you know, that was new for everybody involved. So Mandy, what, first of all, had you ever been a remote employee before? So it was new for you too.
Very new. And so very new. Cause going from, you know, a corporate office in Midtown Manhattan, very, you know, certain time frames in and out of the office, very structured.
Bobby loves New York.
I still love it. But that was one vibe. And then going remote after that was like a total switch of the mind. I mean, I love not having to go very far to run my day to day. But, you know, not having the camaraderie of you guys, you know, all around me physically and that kind of thing definitely was different. But I think the other thing working remote that was daunting is managing 17 states from Maine down to Florida. But, you know, remote was also more flexible because I can leave when I needed to, set my own schedule, which has always really helped in terms of structuring meetings and trips and things like that. So definitely super positive sides of working remote. I love that part of it, being flexible, doing things when I need to. But yeah, I do miss camaraderie sometimes of having people around me in an office setting. But that's why I come and bug you guys in person when I can.
Do you feel like that's the hardest part for you, or what do you feel like is the hardest part? And has that changed from when you first started at Fabicab to now?
I don't think it's the hardest part, because I actually think maybe I get more work done in the morning.
Hey. I feel a little attacked.
No, the first 20 minutes, no. But I think it's just the more emotional than anything. It's just, not being around colleagues in that sense. But it is very productive for me in the way of, I can sit down, make my tea, do my stuff, and then be in and out when I need to and have the flexibility of that. But it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So one thing I'd like to add to that is for all of our listeners out there, one thing that is really nice that I will tell you that me and Mandy do way more often today than we ever have is if I've got something that I want to speak with Mandy about, good, bad, or indifferent, we choose to Zoom versus making a phone call. Gives just a little, I like to look at her face. Not only is she a pretty gal, but it's very nice to look. And a lot of times,
Bobby, your wife is listening, Sonia. Oh, we're sorry.
She don't care.
You're right, she doesn't.
But what I'll tell you is that being able to look at the facial expressions, and I just wish more people would do that.
Nonverbal is so important.
We really enjoy, we've lived through a lot together already, Mandy and I, but what we love is it's usually I'll shoot her a text and be like, hey, you got time to jump on a Zoom? She's like, Bobby, I'll pull over, hit me up in 5 minutes, and we'll just set, talk about it. And it could be something as simple as, hey, I just wanted to see when you're coming in for the corporate huddle. Are you flying in on Monday? It's not always, what I don't like is a lot of companies and corporations want to do a Zoom meeting when it's bad. I like to just, I think it's important. It's trying to respect and understand that as a leader for Mandy, that I have to realize and put myself in her shoes that she's in a room all day by herself in her office when she's in there, that it's good to get online and cut up with her just a little bit. But, I enjoy that a lot.
And Bobby loves cutting up. Yes.
Technology definitely has played a huge part, because I really don't think we were using Zoom to the extent that we are now.
COVID.
It was COVID. Yeah. Because remember, before we were using random things.
Webinars.
Skype, WebEx. Bobby. That's what it was. WebEx. Yeah. You remember Bobby and WebEx? WebEx, WebEx, WebEx. I'm like, calm down.
And even FaceTime.
I feel like this podcast, we just make fun of Bobby a lot. I'm sorry, Bobby.
It's his age.
Something I'm doing a lot more now with customers is FaceTime, FaceTiming them in the field and that kind of thing, which I didn't used to before, but just taking advantage of all the technology.
Pardon the train. We've got air dryers, hand dryers, and trains.
Hey, we all said we wanted to do the podcast in the shop. You get to experience what it's like to be at Fabicab headquarters.
Is this what Mandy was talking about when she said we're all a distraction? Because that's all I heard earlier when she said she gets more work done when she's not around us.
I will speak about, everybody wants to poke fun at my age on this podcast. So I will tell you this. Mandy was the first one ever to take me on a subway ride. I've never rode the subway in my life.
That's right.
And how old were you at that time?
Man,
he was so excited. He loved
aged him about 10 years.
Yeah. Aged took about 10 years after off that his one life. Ride. Yeah. Did you see a rat? Did you see a subway rat?
I believe we might have seen a Subway rap, but I was more, I will never get on there again without my Clorox wipes. I promise you that.
But, hey, Andy. Sorry, Bobby, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, what's really cool is Mandy has me do some things that are uncomfortable to me, and I think it's really cool, man. She challenges me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and pushes me outside of my limits, you know, and so every time I go to New York, Mandy's like, we're not sitting in the hotel all night. Come on, we're going out.
Mandy's takes a me party always animal. Up.
She is. Yeah. She is.
She's a party animal. I feel old when I hang out with Mandy. I tell you
I
what.
I got to do it while I still can, guys, right?
That's true. While her knees are still good.
Before
she's got
my surgeries coming up.
Hey, Mandy, one of the things that we've done in the past that I think would be really interesting to hear from you is tell us your funniest or craziest story while traveling for Fabicab. Something you've experienced or you loved or hated. A crazy... Zara told us about how there was a man in her hotel room. Bobby had
Did
a
I tell
hooker...
that story?
Bobby had a hooker follow him to his room. I mean, there's just...
Lady of the night.
Lady of the night. That's right.
Juan, please edit that H word out of there. Thank you.
I mean, gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've really had any like people-oriented experiences in that weird way, but one specific thing that I did on a trip for work was in upstate New York. I went to the Corning Museum of Glass and got to hand blow an ornament, which was super fun. Because if anyone doesn't know this about Glass, guys.
Oh, my God. Juan, edit all of this out.
if folks didn't know this about me already, I'm obsessed with glass. And to be able to, you know, take a breather in the middle of, it was a week-long trip because I bounced from Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. But getting to stop and do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Experience that was awesome. And I would never probably do that otherwise outside of being on this work trip. So I think for me, it's more experiential. Like I'd stopped at the Smithsonian Museum when I'm in DC. I do any kind of local monuments or museums when I'm in places. So that part for me is fun. I probably have some other really good bizarre stories, but I can't think of them at the top of my head.
Mandy fell victim very early on because we all knew each other, right, beforehand. And Fabicab,
but it makes me nervous.
And Fabicab had no money in the beginning.
Oh,
say it again. Say it again.
We had $0 in the beginning. When we would travel, we all would stay together in the same hotel room, which is probably an HR nightmare for the companies to actually have HR.
100% is. I don't even know that we should be saying this in a recorded
it's
session.
It's totally fine. Totally fine. But do you remember Mandy, Bobby, and I had to stay in a hotel? It was Connecticut somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Mandy and Bobby?
There's picture evidence.
Bobby danced for the four-post bed.
The four-post bed. I remember very well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bobby did a dance for us. So that one for me, Mandy and I just giggled the whole time, and he was trying to get us, because Bobby
gets in this real
giggly stage late
like
at night.
Like a little kid.
Oh,
yeah.
He gets giggling, and it's just so fun. So
everyone needs a Bobby on their team, because no matter what situation, we always laugh with Bobby.
Yeah.
That's 100% true. He can make the most mundane things just absolutely absurd and just get you giggling so hard that you like can't breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. I like how we're talking about him like he's not right here. He's passed off.
Well, he's so serious and stoic on this podcast, but that's not him at all.
No. You get to see little glimpses when he does his like bam thing, and when he just wait till he'll continue to warm up and find his voice on here, and then you'll wish that it got pulled back a little bit.
That's great.
okay, let's get back on track for one other big question that I have for you, Mandy, because I don't think that we should leave this topic without talking about it. So as we've talked about, you're a remote worker. And as Bobby said, like you're a machine, you're a beast, you're consistent, and you have been since the beginning. And so
amen.
As the president of the company, amen, hallelujah, amen. Keep her going. Keep the truck going. So tell us, I think we'd be remiss not to ask, like, do you have any tips for people who are either just starting to do remote work, maybe they're looking to make that transition to remote work? Give us some tips on that to be successful.
I would say definitely kind of having some kind of structure of when to start the day, kind of what your first few things you want to knock out are. I have a running list of my to-dos that are pretty important that I have to get done each week. So that's my list of what I know I need to do either that day or work on throughout the week. So having that in front of me and, you know, making sure I'm well rested, that's a huge, because I need a lot of sleep. So
How many hours are we talking?
Like, more than three.
Oh, at least seven. Okay.
Yeah, more than three, like today.
But. Well, Mandy just came back. Mandy just came back from Greece, so she's with delayed flight, so she's a little lacked on sleep today, but you wouldn't be able to tell. You were still as charming as ever, so good job.
Thank you. But I think just having a structure of how you want your day to look, setting aside time, you know, to knock out those important things. And, you know, also taking a break, because it's when you have no interruptions, like colleagues, like Bobby or Josh or Zara.
She keeps saying, that we are distractions and interruptions. And it's starting to be a little cutting.
No, it's the fun part. When you don't have the fun part of the day and it's just kind of your mundane tasks, phone calls. And, you know, I have fun conversations with customers on the phone a lot of the time, but just taking a minute to, like, you know, take a walk or, I don't know, listen to a video that's 5 minutes or I don't know, something to kind of get your head out of it for a little bit, but then going back to it. But I mean, other than that, I work very differently, I think, than a lot of people, but just having, I think a punch list for me is what mainly keeps me structured and keeps me on track.
Yeah. I want to add to that, Mandy, that I think one thing that's super important that you do, and you probably don't even realize that other people do not do this, is you, and I used to do this myself years ago when I worked remotely. I notice every time you get up and get dressed every day for work, meaning she can be at home working at home all day, but she's not working in her pajamas. She gets up. Gets dressed for the day. I think that's very, very important. I just wanted to add that, Mandy.
That thank you, Bobby. That's so interesting you say that, because I actually wouldn't have thought of that, but that is a huge thing for me, because I could be working literally in my pajamas if I don't have a Zoom or a conference call. And for me to be able to wake up and have makeup on and have my hair done and feeling like I'm in work mode definitely helps me be more productive, because I feel like, you know, even in high school when we could wear sweatpants or, you know, dress down a little bit, I never felt productive doing that. So I never did that. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's definitely key for me, is dressing the part and feeling the part, even though I'm just sitting in my own space and no one's going to see me, but it makes me feel productive.
I love that. All right, Mandy. So we may have to cut this in post, but we'll see. We want to just ask every single guest that we have the Fab Four questions. And these are quick hitters. So they're not, they're literally just say the first thing that comes to your mind type of thing, and we'll go right through it. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, what is your biggest career milestone?
Oh, man. I think being at a company for 9 years, I guess.
That's big. Is that your longest?
It's my longest. Yeah. I think that's huge.
I mean, you're not old enough to really have anything longer, I think. So that makes sense.
Well, all right. People
that's true. All right. Number two, what is a book or piece of media that has had a lasting impact on you?
Oh, man. Book or a piece of media. I I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Yeah,
I figured she'd quote the queen or something like that. She's a big real into the royal family. That's okay. That's all right. Because you did talk about Grace earlier and how big of an impact that had on your career. So
yes.
And how you function. So okay. What's a quote or mantra that you live by?
These are put me on the spot here. live each day to the best of your ability, I guess.
I love that. That's a really good one. Yeah, to the best of your ability. I think. Yeah. That's okay. That's we'll put it in post. Juan will put it in post. That's fine. And then what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Ooh, that's deep.
So
deep. The best piece of advice.
And this can just be business, life, general, anything.
I would say... be honest and be yourself, I think, are the two best that I live by each day.
Yeah.
It's good.
Those are really great. I love those. Mandy, I feel like we could have kept talking on because I still had like questions that were popping up in my head. I feel like this was such a really great, refreshing.
It's a nice
the
treat.
Three of us. Yeah. The three of us are done listening to one another. So I think Bobby is ready to just be done.
Well, this was so fun for me and I'm thrilled you guys asked me. So I had a great time.
Good. Perfect. I'm so glad. We might have you back for round two. We'll see. We'll see if we can fit you in the schedule. Our agent will call your agent.
Very good.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you again for joining us for this episode. I hope you got as much as we got out of it. I got some really great nuggets as well. And I cannot wait for you to join us for the next episode of Going Up. See you guys later. Bye. See ya. That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.